Dr. Sable sitting in office note on patient Molly Mathai, M-A-T-H-A-I, Molly, M-O-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 4/30/1943. Date of service is 4/22/2024. Period paragraph. The patient is 80-year-old female who is referred to see me by Dr. Yusuf for evaluation of hyperkalemia. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 20 years, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next osteoporosis, next hypothyroidism. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes back surgery and cataract surgery. Pure paragraph. Allergies. She has no known drug allergies. Pure paragraph. Social history. Patient is married with 2 children. No smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She is a retired registered nurse at Houston Methodist Hospital. Pure paragraph. Family history. Father with diabetes and hypertension. Mother with diabetes and hypertension. Sister is diabetic. Pure paragraph. Review systems. Reviews. No headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain. No constipation, no leg swelling. Correction, she does have bilateral lower ankle swelling for the last couple of weeks. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include the following: alendronate, atorvastatin, carvedilol, furosemide, lipizide, nifedipine. Paragraph. She also takes multivitamins, iron, and D3. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils non-reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanitic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular mucous tension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no rate paragraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regular rate and rhythm normal stillness 2. No members heard, no friction, her lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry rebound or rigidity. Extremities, she does have 2 plus ankle edema. Period paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following: her glucose 133, BUN 17, creatine 0.89, sodium 140, potassium was 4.8 on Lokelma, CO2 is 29, phosphorus is 4.0, hemoglobin 12.3, white count 8.2. Her last potassium prior to then was 5.6 with a calcium of 10.6. Assessment and plan. 1, hyperkalemia may be related to type 4 renal tubular acidosis frequently associated with type 2 diabetes. Patient will be started on diuretic therapy to also help with her fluid retention in the ankles. That may be related to Lokelma and combination with nifedipine, but that should help with her potassium as well. I would hold Lokelma at this time and monitor, period. Next diagnosis, hypercalcemia. Patient stopped her calcium supplement. She's taking vitamin D. She may need a workup. We'll do basic workup for now and then reevaluate. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, controlled as per Dr. Yusuf. Next, hypertension under control. Next, fluid retention will be started on Lasix therapy to take for a few days. Next, osteoporosis, continue alendronate. Next, hypothyroidism, pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on progress and report. Thanks. You see Dr. Adnan Yusuf.